William, superb century for me today. How did that feel?
Yeah, it felt pretty good. Obviously being behind the game to get us up to in round level now, or just ahead. Still obviously a couple down, so a lot of hard work to do, but from the start of the day to take a scoreboard away and put ourselves into a position, we're happy with that, but again, it's nowhere near job done.
And what did you think the difference was today? Obviously conditions were slightly, well, quite a bit different. Did that manifest itself out there? Was it a bit easier today?
Yeah, it definitely was a bit easier than obviously yesterday morning, but I still think it's probably became harder to score in some ways. It slowed up a little bit, the pitch, but it didn't obviously nip around as much as it did in the first day, but I think it will spin tomorrow even more, so look, that makes it even more important, that first session tomorrow, first half an hour or whatever way you look at it. But if we can still be intact at lunchtime, then that could potentially play in their favour, because I don't think it would be easy to score against a new ball if we get it right. And then obviously we've got Scra there as well, so that's obviously quite a bit down the line, but see, bigger picture, that's what we'll be looking to do.
Yep. William, can I just ask you finally, in terms of the Warriors, you've come onto the side this year, do you notice a development in the side? Is it a better side now that, you know, the Warriors as a setup itself?
Well, obviously it's pretty difficult to comment on, say, last year. I only played one game last year and reduced to a 30 over game, so wasn't really involved in the setup. But obviously, like, even playing that one game last year, seeing how keen the lads were, how much they wanted to be involved, and how much they wanted to improve. And I think that obviously it's like everything from top down, from Cricket Ireland, we need facilities, we need more, even more, we need training facilities, we're getting lads, we need more full time cricketers, or even a couple of days a week where they can train, and subsidise that. And look, that's all in the pipeline, I hope. And if that can come to fruition, and even just get a training base and training facility, that's the biggest thing. Obviously a lot of us have played a fair bit of county cricket, and that's what we have there. We got down your doorstep, we got an abundance, now we're talking about different budgets as well, but I think that's going to be pretty crucial, especially over the next 18 months, is not only Cricket Ireland looking to get their own sites and stuff, but hopefully clubs buying in with, say, the North West, and Leinster clubs are doing with Leinster and NCU as well. So think of all the clubs buying into that, and if we can somehow manage to share it around with training facilities, it's not easy. You've got 3-4 club teams fronting up on a Saturday, and you've got to prepare, you've only got 8 wickets in your square. It's not an easy thing to do, but Brady here being fantastic, and a couple of days being back, and even Eglinton was trained on grass wickets, which is a big thing. So look, I think they're big steps in itself, and if that can keep going and we can keep improving with that, then we're going to make big strides.
William, thank you very much. Congratulations, buddy.
Cheers, man.